We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On News Radio 930 WBEN, this is Buffalo Means Business, where local businesses and services tell their stories. I'm Randy Bushover. If you have one of those stories to share, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. One of the more familiar names you'll hear in the region belongs to Kathleen Chevetta, who is business manager at Chevetta's Catering Service. And Kathleen joining us to talk about a number of things, including all the secrets about the recipe, right?
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Sure. Now, about the recipe, I think it's safe to say vinegar and spices and maybe a little oil?
No oil.
Okay.
Vinegar, spices, fresh garlic, and that's all I can say.
And that's kind of the secret, right?
You got
it. I mean, not just the ingredients themselves, but everything that goes into it.
Yeah, well, you know, I have to tell you, we hear a lot of, I cook it at home, but it just doesn't taste the same. So cooking method and the product that you're using makes a real big difference on the quality of the product that you're having for dinner.
And a couple of big anniversaries. We can't, might as well start right that with that. 65 years now for the original location, which is in Brandt.
Yes, you got it. In Brandt, a small little farm town tucked into southern Erie County. We have been operating there since before 1954, but doing what we're doing since 1954. And that makes 65 years this year. We have our second location in Lockport, which opened in 2009. So that makes 10 years this year. We're very excited. A couple of big anniversaries for us.
Yeah, kind of crazy. It's already been a decade for Lockport. And
can't believe it.
The way it works for you is it works out perfectly because the Lockport location basically serves the northern regions like the Niagara, Orleans County. And then the southern section that you have in Brandt serves southern portions of Western New York, including the city.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and that was our intent. We had so much business coming out of Niagara County. We had people driving down to Brandt from Niagara County, and that was exactly why we chose that location, and it's worked out really well for us.
And it's been such a great tradition with the sauce just being raved about here, and then, of course, I would imagine taking some branches out to some of the snowbirds and some of the people like a Florida, Arizona, in gift packages and whatnot. But is it kind of a split between Brandt and Lockport in terms of the people that you have coming in and requesting either the catering or the takeout or whatever it is that you offer?
No. Well, a little bit. We do so much catering out of both locations. Lockport doesn't do on-site catering. They do what we'd call takeout catering. So pickup catering, drop-off catering, both locations do that. But the majority of Lockport's business is still catering, even though they have the takeout-style restaurant. And don't get me wrong, that keeps them very busy. We're feeding a lot of people on a daily basis. But takeout catering really helps support that location.
And I know it's probably self-evident, but explain the difference between pickup and drop-off catering.
Yeah, so pickup catering is you drive out to the location, pick all your food up. Most of our items are ready to serve. Everything is boxed to stay hot for a couple of hours. Drop-off is really essentially the same thing, but it's saving you the time. If you're too busy to leave the party, you need one less thing to do. While your big day is coming up on you, we can drop it off for convenience.
And because we're necessarily talking chicken, right? Although there are other things that you would
Yeah, we do
serve.
So much more than chicken. And obviously, right. We are really well known for chicken, and we're proud to be well known for chicken. But there's so much more that we do. We can do anything from an informal picnic, chicken, ribs, pulled pork, homemade sides, your typical backyard barbecue. But we do chicken breast. We do strip steak. We do prime rib. We can do really formal banquets and everything in between.
Yeah, and where I was going with that is typically with chicken, I think people know it's not as simple as, 5 minutes aside if you're doing it right, if you're doing it the barbecue style. But with all of those items added in, a lot of preparation in advance. So this isn't something where you can just call a day ahead of time to arrange, right?
You can, but it's much more helpful for us if you call ahead. You're exactly right. We try to get our customers to call about a week ahead of time, give us a little time to make sure that we can prep their food adequately. But we do try to always accommodate guests on short notice if we can.
And fundraising efforts, is there a certain number that you hit each year, or is there like a threshold for how many you can even do in a year?
So we kind of take it more day by day. The max that we can take in a day is usually about 7, depending on the size of the event. Our busiest day is actually coming up next week, Tuesday. It is the day that all school districts in Western New York vote on their school budgets, and schools like to take advantage of the fact that they have that captive audience coming in. We will probably cook anywhere from 8,000 to 10,000 halves of chicken for local school districts on that day. It's our single busiest day of the year.
Wow. Now, for supplies of things like that, you stay local, or do you have to necessarily go outside the region for those?
No, most of our supplies come semi-local. Our chicken comes out of Middlesex, New York, which is a little bit of a distance, but still pretty close. The thing that we need the most of that day is people. We call in some favors on that day, people who you know, maybe work for us hit and miss throughout the year, recruit them. High school kids can come help with the barbecue when they're done with school. So that's actually the biggest challenge for that day.
Yeah, it might be a little bit of a left field question, but the pricing on these things must change pretty significantly throughout the course of the year, especially when you have things like maybe some kind of a bird-borne illness that affects chicken specifically.
Yeah, so it certainly can. The price of poultry, anybody who's in the business will tell you, can fluctuate quite a bit throughout the year. We try not to do that to our customers. I can count on one hand the number of times we have had to change the price of poultry mid-year. We try to really set it so that it's a competitive price, so that we're really allowing our customers the opportunity to raise the funds that they need with that event, and then we absorb any increase throughout the year ourselves.
Listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN, chatting with Kathleen Chavetta, who is business manager at Chavetta's Catering Service, and should talk about some of the new things that you have in the pipeline. It's not just the marinade that everybody knows, but you have some new sauces and even a dressing product line that you're about to roll out this year.
We do. We are still in the development phase. I think we are just about to choose the final line. We've had our Italian salad dressing in supermarkets for quite a number of years. That has a great following. We ship that all over the country in addition to our barbecue marinade. But it had been a number of years since we had had anything in addition to those two products. So hoping about late June to be rolling out with some new sauces and dressings. Can't give too many details about the specifics of that yet because we're still in development, but we're very excited to kind of add that to our little family of products.
Like, can't even reveal what types of dressings we might expect?
No. Well, one thing I will say is we had a French dressing a number of years ago that was very popular that for a variety of reasons we had to take off the market. That will be making a return. We expect there'll be some customers pretty happy about that. But while we talk about new products, I do have another new product that I can talk about. A little different for us. It was actually my brother's idea, and when he came up with it, I sort of nodded my head and said, sure, that sounds like a great idea. But we explored it a little bit, and actually we got a lot of positive feedback, and it's a potato chip. So Chavetta's Chips, it is in essence going to be a salt and vinegar chip, which, as you know, is very popular here in Western New York. It'll have our Chavetta's seasoning on it. We have finished the testing phase, which I have to tell you was nobody really minded the taste tests around our place, but we are getting the bag printed right now and hope to be scheduling production within the next few weeks, and that'll be on the markets. We're hoping in time for Memorial Day. That didn't end up working out, but before 4th of July, we should have that chip on store shelves for you.
Yeah, I was going to ask in relation to the dressings, but I'll ask it about the chips. You have a certain quality standard to maintain, certainly, and also people have an expectation based on the marinade, what that taste is like. So, again, you're saying that that's infused in the chips, and it has to, if not completely match, come awfully close.
It certainly does. And we really were of the mind that if we were going to do this, we were going to do it right. We really wanted it to be a high quality product that people were going to buy, not just once because of the novelty, but were going to return and want to buy it again. So we really did put a lot of time and effort into making sure we got the flavor right. And I think that we did. I think our customers will be happy with it.
And as you had mentioned when we began the discussion talking about the sauce, the temperature and the conditions with which you make the sauces and marinades, I'm thinking the same thing with the potato chips, down to what size to make them, kettle cooked versus, you know, just a straight flat chip or wavy.
I did not understand how many layers there were to the decision-making process for chips until we got into this business. We partnered up with New York Chip, which is a local company out of Gainesville, and we were so fortunate to be able to develop that partnership because they are the experts. This is what they do. We kind of just asked their opinion and then did what they said.
So can we expect that to be sold at Brandt, Lockport, or just in stores, or all three?
All of the above. Yeah, New York Chip has a pretty wide distribution footprint already. They are going to carry this along with their other products. You'll be able to buy it in Brandt and Lockport, and the stores that New York Chip doesn't have right now, we are hoping to pick up and be able to supply ourselves. So
and target date?
Late June is our estimated date right now.
A little flexible because of production and all those other
details
that people don't think
about.
Yeah,
nothing ever goes as smoothly as you hope when you're rolling out a new product.
But definitely before the end of the year. So
you got
look forward to it.
And, for sure.
And it sounds like in time for 4th of July, too.
You
so
got it.
Perfectly
that's
timed.
That's our goal.
Yeah, see, I think about these things, too. pop-up barbecues, it's kind of slightly different from the typical fundraiser that you do, right?
Yeah, and this is another area where I have to give credit to my brother, Peter. This was sort of his brainchild, another one of them. We had some slow days on our calendar last year, and he does not like to sit around and be bored. And he said, you know, there's a couple of locations that our current customers are using for fundraisers, and they get a lot of drive-by traffic. Wouldn't it be great if we set up and tried to see what we can do to capture some of that drive-by traffic? We have a couple different areas around Western New York that we use, but far and away the best one is just an empty lot that we use in Orchard Park near the stadium. And the first time we tried it, it was a torrential downpour. It was a hurricane. It was blowing sideways. We did not do very well. We were very discouraged. But just like with a lot of other things we have tried, we did not let that deter us from trying it again. And the next one went phenomenal, and we've done great. We actually take a portion of the proceeds and we donate them to our family scholarship fund. We have a Thomas and Eleanor Chivetta Family Scholarship Fund at Lakeshore Central High School that's in name of my grandparents. They actually started it many years ago, and last year our pop-up customers helped us raise over $3,500 toward that scholarship fund, and we are actually on track this year to beat it.
Oh, that is very cool. And one of the other side benefits, of course, of the Chivetta's experience is that you can do these fundraisers for a number of different causes and help out a number of people that way, too.
So. Yeah, we have helped thousands of organizations raise millions of dollars over, you know, those 65 years. We are very fortunate to have a loyal customer base, a loyal following. The people of Western New York have been very good to us, and we are only too happy to kind of help them give back to the community that really has given so much to us.
And as we mentioned, generations in the making. You mentioned grandparents, so I think if I remember the numbers right, four generations now and going strong.
Yeah, exactly. My brother and I and our cousin are the third generation. My father and my uncle who came before us are still very much involved in the business, but my children all work in the business. My oldest son, Alex, works full-time. My daughters, Grace and Caitlin, work in the summers and hit and miss when I need them. So yes, four generations of family. We're very proud of that. It can be tough to do.
Yeah, that's for sure.
To get the kids that
right,
interested.
Right, because exactly. I was going to say, they don't always have the same interest. They don't always mesh, and they want to go on and do other things. But
yeah, and that's certainly fine, but they are sort of brought up knowing that they're going to be helping out. My youngest daughter, Caitlin, is getting picked up from school today to go help on one of the pop-up barbecues. So it's just something you know that you have to do when you're young.
It's an awesome tradition to have here in Western New York, and glad to have you by to talk about it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's Kathleen Chivetta, business manager at Chevetta's Catering Service, going on 65 years now for the original location in Brandt and 10 years at the location in Lockport. And this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.